Of all concrete pavements, the unreinforced or plain concrete pavement is the most common. David Desch explains.
Concrete roads as a whole generally had mesh reinforcement from early days, and we're still using jointed mesh reinforced pavement. Shorter slabs, so there's less bumps at the end between slabs, but it's very similar technology. But we've got a second type of reinforced pavement called a continuous reinforced concrete, which is not mesh, it's quite heavy steel running longitudinally, which is designed not to have transverse joints, but to have quite closely spaced cracks, but held tightly together by that longitudinal steel.
This is what we term the Rolls-Royce or gold-rolled continuously reinforced concrete pavement, but whether it is so gold-rolled when you take long-term maintenance considerations into account is another thing, because it's been labelled the maintenance-free pavement.
Well, we tend to use CRC in those areas where we want minimum maintenance, such as in the tunnels. All the tunnels have CRCP pavements. Also, another benefit of CRCP, in the cracks being quite close spaced and held together tightly by the steel, they can be surfaced by thin asphalt. Those type of pavements are performing well, but also because the moisture regime is then constant within the pavement.
Jointed reinforced concrete pavement is also used, isn't it? That's another form of concrete pavement. When would you use that one?
It's not a common pavement, but we've recently done a project in the middle of Coffs Harbour where the council wished to have a concrete pavement on performance basis. It wasn't suitable for plain concrete because there were utilities. There was agitators moving among traffic. It was one lane at a time. And in that situation, urban situation, you'd go back to the 1930s to 50s jointed reinforced concrete. It's quite applicable. But these days we build it with a heavier mesh, we build it thicker and shorter slabs, so we have less of the annoying click, click, click at the slabs.
Now, what have been some of the more interesting concrete pavement projects you've been involved with, John?
Speaking personally, probably the most interesting one I did was Australia's first slip-form steel fibre-reinforced concrete pavement on the Newell Highway at a place about 40 kilometres north of West Wyalong called Marsden, which consists of two houses and a lot of cattle. And the original idea was to rebuild an intersection out there, but the legs of the intersection grew arms and legs and it became 2 kilometres long. So in the middle of summer, we built a steel fibre-reinforced concrete with a site concrete plant. And I have still photographs at home of the cardboard boxes. We used 9,500 cartons of steel fibre. They're short steel fibres, and you add about 40 kilograms of these to a cubic metre of concrete. And the real trick is to mix them so they're mixed uniformly through the concrete. Then when they're transported to the site, they still stay uniformly in the concrete. When you place it and spread it and work it, that they remain evenly distributed. So the mixed design of the concrete itself is quite a trick in order to hold these fibres uniformly and randomly distributed through the mix.
Steel fibre reinforced concrete pavement has been a real success story in roundabouts. The beauty about steel fibre is that we could reduce the corner angle down to about 70 degrees, which gave us much more flexibility, and they're performing exceptionally well. But it's a very extremely unworkable concrete. It's generally hand-paved, difficult to work, and it's a specialised use in roundabouts.